We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Do you still think the Tom Brady cliff is coming?
Yes, I do. In fact, I think it's here now.
Touchdown, Patriots!
Brady's first touchdown pass of the preseason.
I told y'all, have you not seen what Brady's been doing?
Into the end zone, touchdown, James White from Tom Brady.
You keep pushing the finish line.
I did hear that. I know that was kind of made up to me.
We got a game tonight against the evil New England Patriots.
Foles gets hit by Adrian Claiborne. Loose ball picked up by Bentley.
Last night was a kick in the balls.
Was it about what you expected in terms of the reception?
No, they were good. They were classy. They were classy.
Late charge, I can't lay off the juice.
You've got to be excited.
I am excited. And Christian, you bring up a good point.
I am.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
So he skipped OTAs. He's going to be rusty. It's going to take him a while. Oh, my God, he's got a bad back. Oh, could get off to a slow start. Then, of course, he's 41 years of age. This might be the year he falls off the cliff.
I knew he'd look sharp.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I was the only one who bought into it. Yeah. I was the only one who got excited.
Sure.
This means a lot.
Means
now
a lot.
Now we can finally the put game. The match. All the that game. Matters now, you know, the rubber match. The rubber match will be the Super Bowl.
That's
okay,
right.
They won one. We won one. All right, now we got to find out who the real champ is. And it's only going to come during the Super Bowl, right? Because this counts in like a weird way. It does.
All I could think about was like, you know, Philly fans or Lane Johnson with a 17-0. They were just going up and down the field and Philly looked like crap. Pats looked good. Is then all of a sudden be like, yeah, whatever. This game don't count anyway.
Yeah.
It's an exhibition. Why are you guys getting so hyped up for it?
You know what I thought of while the game was going on? Like, why couldn't they suck during the Super Bowl? Why couldn't Nick Foles suck and throw behind receivers in the door? Why couldn't receivers drop passes?
But Christian,
why couldn't the Patriots get pass rushers and tackles suck?
But
why couldn't they do that?
Sucked in. Like, it counted. I heard people last night, like, with the pass rush, and they're just like, ooh, where was that? We used that 6 months ago. It's like, guys, slow down.
Guys. I was one of those guys.
No, like, game plan.
Well, Adrian Claiborne wasn't playing for the Patriots.
No, but
that was part of it.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
There are a lot of factors. Like, it's a preseason game.
Oh, you know what I heard? I heard everybody got a hat and a T-shirt.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, everybody. It was a hat.
A preseason hat and T-shirt.
Hat and T-shirt day. Yeah, you didn't.
Why? Because
they do that
because they're guaranteed to go at least 2-2 in the preseason.
We settle all family business.
Oh,
and this was one of those things where you needed some sort of like revenge.
Well, unfortunately for Lane Johnson, there was not he did not get a rude crowd reaction last night. Matter of fact, I saw an awful lot of empty seats. Matter of fact, Lou, I saw an empty seat next to Levin Reed in the pre-show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was great pregame. That was a great pregame.
Empty seat.
Where were
you?
I spent all this time.
You lied to us.
I'm freaking pissed right now.
You lied
to us.
Well, I'm just saying. I just
you
want
told
to say
us
that.
You had to leave here to do the pregame show. I was home. I watched the pregame show. You weren't on.
I had this little baseball thing I had to take care of with Steve Buckley, okay, which we'll get to later. So I DVR'd the pregame because I wanted to enjoy this corner talk.
Corner, yes, you were going to get knowledge.
Like all this corner talk you were teasing. So what happened at 7?
Well, 7, I wish I could have gotten there at 7, but I left here at 5:30, right? And I said all along, that's too late. I'm not going to make it. So I went over to my people over there at CEO. I said, listen, Wayne got my parking pass. And Levin Reed is sitting there. I'm like, listen, I don't know if I'm going to make it, man. They're being jerks over there. They're not letting me leave till 5:30. It's a game day. And we're in Brighton. How tough is it getting down to Foxborough on game day?
It's very simple.
What is simple about it? How about I leave at 5?
No. Here's how it works. All you had to do was go to Joey and say, I need a vacation day.
No, we wanted the best of both worlds. Like, Dale had this in his contract.
You don't have that.
As long as it doesn't, like, you know, here's screw up the show, which it wasn't.
Here's your problem.
I'm allowed to leave.
My guess is that like Tuesday and Wednesday, you drove home. You said it only takes me about this amount of time.
45 minutes.
No problem. I'll just fly down there on Thursday too. But you forgot there was a game.
No.
And Route 1 is a mess. You were going with everybody else.
You know what my problem was?
Bad training.
Joe Zarbano. That's my problem.
Joe don't know anything about driving to Foxborough.
Exactly. That's my point.
It's not Joe's fault.
You want to hear what happened?
What happened?
Let's head outside the stadium to the CBS Sporting Club with Levin Reed is standing by with more. Levin?
Well, Steve, unlike last week where the expectation was for the players to kind of get out there on the field, get their feet underneath them, and ease their way into action, tonight is about progress. This is going to feel like a real game, and Coach is looking for players who stand out.
Well, Steve, unlike last week when Christian was here.
So, you know.
I thought that was great analysis.
Yeah, so
Portland, where were you at this time when Leonard was doing this?
I had just gotten off the highway. And, you know, if you get off on exit 8, I was like, oh, I'm going to go the back way. I'm not going to take route 1 because that's a nightmare. So I'm going to go the back way because I was going the back gate.
Wait, it's 7? You're still on
95? I didn't get off the highway till 7. So, like, all right, my hit's at 7:20.
It's your fault.
I'll make it.
Take next week off as a vacation day.
No, I'm leaving at 5. I'm leaving at 5. It's a Friday game. I'm leaving at, doesn't matter.
It's a road game.
It's Friday traffic.
No. In the summer, Thursday traffic is worse than Friday traffic.
Andy already told me. I already went over this with Andy. And Andy said, oh, we got to get you out of here at 5. Did you not say that?
I don't recall.
Yes, you did. I have a text from you.
Why can't we just put a camera in your backyard and do a show with you from your backyard? Like all day Friday, then you can leave even sooner.
Felger does that. Why can't you?
Is
there a studio at Gillette you could use?
Well, I will be using that next week. Yes, but it was occupied at the time. But yes, okay. So you guys are happy, right? With all that said and done,
I
missed my hit. I missed my hit. Poor Levin's all by himself.
Poor Levin.
I will say this is one. One good thing came out of yesterday's show.
What is that?
One good thing came. A boy, Steve Burton.
Yeah,
he brought it.
Best
halftime interview of
the best. Nice, concise, right to the point.
You got to admit it, though. It is the best 1 minute of TV.
You've got to be excited.
In the city.
I am excited. And Christian, you bring up a good point.
I am. Best 1 minute of TV.
They go to commercial.
You threw that at him.
Whenever I can.
So I love it. The fact that you screwed up yesterday and you came in today and you deflected. You blamed Lou. You blamed me. You blamed Joey. You blamed everybody but yourself.
Typical.
You
know what you need? Better prepared.
Let me give you a mirror.
Screw you. No,
be
better. Mirror,
right
Who's
here.
Fault is
look
it? Yours.
Look right
no,
there.
How is
look
it my fault?
This mirror. That's whose
you know
fault
what?
It
Dale,
is.
Dale left early for what? Like 2 years in a row?
How did that work
two
out?
2 years?
How did that work
he,
out?
Did he
Dale?
Ever miss Andy? Did he ever miss
the closest he ever was he walked in, they put the mic on him, he sat down, and he was live.
That would have been fine. Missed. That would have been fine with that.
That's a pro.
You're going to give Dale the benefit of the doubt. You give him extra time to leave. And for me, you only give me an hour and a half.
It is a perfect, gigantic bucket of suck.
You blew it. You blew it.
And he's only going down the street to Nessun.
I'm recycling that the corner. So next week we're talking corners.
Next week.
They're saving Jason the bit McCorney. For next week?
Well, no, I'm just recycling it. They never actually use it, so why not just throw it out there like it's brand new?
All right. So you next week, hopefully, you'll make it to the pregame show.
So
we'll be able to watch you on the pregame
show. So I knew last night that the offense was going to struggle, as I predicted. I don't think they looked very sharp. I swear to God, I think that voluntary work that Brady missed, and now how's he going to get to know these wide receivers? I expect him to throw 3 or 4 balls in the stands and completely be out of sync.
Well, he did go to the regulars.
I didn't think he looked good at all.
He did go to familiar faces last night. He wasn't going to any of the new guys. Patterson caught 2 passes, right? That was about it. Threw twice at him. He was going
at... killed once.
He was going at familiar faces out there. But he looked like Tom Brady.
Yes.
I mean, he looked like Tom Brady.
He looked as good as I've seen him look in a preseason game in a long period of time.
He played more.
You never really know.
No huddle, too. Right out of the gate.
It doesn't surprise me.
And the Eagles were tired. You could see it.
They were just tired. You guys going no huddle? Come on, man. It's preseason game, too.
Why are you running us all over the place?
What's going no huddle for? I don't want to come on.
Serious stuff.
Huddle up, will you? Let us slow down.
Well, I will play Captain Obvious for you, okay? Here's the things that are just flat out obvious that I do not think are going to change. Obviously, Brady is great. That hasn't changed. James White is great.
Outstanding.
That isn't going to change. Adrian Claiborne is going to be great.
I agree.
That is not going to change.
He was pretty good last night, boy.
Yeah, and I will say Cordarrelle Patterson, I mean, he's got a burst on him that is so deceptive for a big physical guy. Like, I heard, kept, not comparing him to Randy Moss, but, similar, but,
his first step seems quicker.
It is insane how quick he is.
Once he gets space.
About it. Because
he creates space.
Dorsett had that screenplay. So that play that Patterson caught, I think it was the second quarter, where he went around the edge and he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys amazed that he actually was able to make it to the corner?
I thought that when he put his head down to kind of go around the guy to get leverage, I thought he was going to stumble and go down.
Yeah.
Instead, it seemed like he put his head down and he got faster. He outran two guys.
I was amazed. Like, they all had the angle on him.
Everyone did.
And I was like, he actually cut the corner, got around it, and if he doesn't barely step out of bounds, that's a touchdown. So that was the same exact play that Philip Dorsett had earlier in the game that he screwed it up. He just flat out screwed it up. Terrible angle, doesn't follow his blockers.
Well, he cut in instead of cutting outside.
Yeah, and all his blocking is going out. Yeah. So they ran the exact same play with Cordell Patterson, and he goes for a touchdown, but he steps out of bounds. But extreme difference between those two guys. Patterson is going to be a stud in any way, shape, or form.
But the problem with Cordell Patterson.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a stud.
Or I should say Cordero.
I don't know.
Patterson.
It's
Cordero.
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 The problem is that everyone that's ever had this guy has seen that from him from time to time, right? I mean, this is who he is. So you see it. That's why everybody gets so excited about him. Well, but can he do it consistently enough? Because that's something he's shown he cannot.
Yeah, but if you look at all his stats, right? So he had two big years when he was as a returner. And he had a couple big years as a receiver. Nothing groundbreaking as far as numbers go. And, you know, even yesterday, they were asking him, Bill about, you know, CP. I'm just going to call him CP. And, you know, could he, you know, excel as a receiver? And he kind of like, you know, put these guys in their place, feeling like he's always been a good receiver. Like, he's always been good. Okay, they're joking. They're laughing. They're not listening.
They're not paying
attention. Well, I'm just saying, in 16.
They're checked out.
But his career high was in 2016. It was 52 catches, 453 yards, and two touchdowns.
Deceiving, though, in that he made catches with big, huge run, like 53 yards, 60. He was a gadget play type of guy. So you know what I think is going on here? Belichick really does believe that this kid could be a really good receiver. Notice he's not even practicing as a returner. He didn't do it in the game last night.
But you don't really need to see him, do you?
Probably not.
Kick
because
return.
It,
you know
probably
it's
not. You do it.
It's like Edelman.
It's like riding a bike.
Like,
you know,
if you've
done it,
punts.
Yeah, if you've done it, you know how to do it.
You need to see Riley McCarron do it. You need
so
to
maybe,
see other guys do it.
Maybe that's part of it. But it seems to me like Belichick thinks that this guy can be a really good receiver.
Well, he talks about how he needs to be refined.
Yeah.
Right? He needs to be. He's basically.
He's looking at the athleticism and saying we can make him into something.
Yeah, as long as he's been in the league, you're telling me now you're refining him? Like,
yeah.
He's still raw?
What's that tell you about previous maybe coaches?
Minnesota and Oakland, like they just, you know what? They just saw him as a gadget guy. They just saw him as a run after catch guy. You know, obviously he's got that short area quickness. He caught a little quick little hitch route and juked the hell out of this guy and then burst in for a touchdown. That was unreal how quick he was. It's like Philip Dorsett should be quicker in space. He's smaller
and he's
shiftier, but Patterson is actually better at it.
He goes, I think, more, like you talk about gadget plays. I think you're going to see that expanded. Like when you say gadget plays, right, you sort of think of that the sweep.
Fly sweep.
Yes.
He's like, doing a lot of
slip
screens,
missile screens, reverses.
You could see a
flash
lot of,
and pass. Just
like that, you know, touchdown. Get the ball in his hands quick and let him go. You know, let him, because for a big guy, it's almost like he's got a little body because he's quick.
No,
like
so I mean, so step. If you were comparing, so
because you're like,
so,
6'2", he's
yeah,
like,
but Randy yeah. was like, you know, once Randy got going, like I think I heard Bill talking about this before with like the speed. He's just, you know, I don't know if anybody was as fast as Randy, like, you know, after 30 yards, you know what I mean, type of thing. Once he got going, forget about it. But you know, was he a guy that's going to be quick within a 10 yard box or something like that? No, not really. Just pure length speed, like just take off and get to a top speed and good night. This guy seems a little bit quicker.
Well, because if you're going to sit there, you look at Philip Dorsett and you look at body type, then you look at Cordell Patterson, you go, okay, totally different guys.
Mm-hmm.
One, you think, oh, he belongs in the slot. Yeah, they're giving him the same exact routes. And that's what they're comparing him to. Okay, so you guys are fighting for a roster spot. You're fighting for reps and opportunities. So we're giving you the same plays. You would think Dorsett would be skilled at it just because he's a little guy. Yet Patterson does the same exact thing, being bigger, more physical, and yet gets it done just as well. So, I mean, anyway, so that those are the three offensive things that stood out to me, like right off the bat.
Yeah, I think the weakness in the offense is still the deep play.
He was
the
just
deep
physical.
They had trouble with the deep. They had trouble with the deep pass again last
night. He's physical.
He is.
Cordell Patterson is physical.
Physical.
He's big and
very
physical.
Physical.
Yeah.
They were having trouble with that. All the short stuff, matter of fact, I think you can look at what they did last night in that game, especially James White, the way they threw to James White and those little screens to James White. You can sit there and say, okay, if you have Gronk for the first four games and you don't have Edelman, maybe we get around it with a lot more James White. with a lot more stuff coming out of the backfield.
Okay, so that's one of the things. Last night, I think the first three passes went to James White, right? And then Hogan, obviously, with the touchdown, a couple to Edelman. But it was, and Patterson, I think, was the one guy you saw him get involved with him, right? But you want to see, Dorsett was in there. I was kind of surprised he played. How is he with Dorsett and Decker?
He's not dead, Lou. Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying, how is he with those guys? Are those guys not even a factor?
Maybe what they were doing last night is we keep on hearing that the practices have not been great. So maybe what they're doing is they're saying, you know what? Let's get back to our regulars. Let's get back to doing
especially
what we need
with
to
no
do.
Gronk. Let's give him Hogan and Edelman for the entire time, and then we'll see Dorsett right. And we'll see Patterson right. Mixed in. But you didn't see Decker. Mixed
didn't
in.
Speak well for Decker right now.
No.
For his chances of making the team, they're not great. But the one thing that you could see that was missing, they were trying to connect with the long ball, getting that guy downfield. They couldn't do it. That was a mess.
Yeah, a couple times they took their shots, and a couple times they had really good safety play. A couple times they should have been intercepted. I mean, it just flat out should have been thrown inside the receiver. The defensive back just didn't recognize where it was. Yeah, and I don't know who that guy is. Maybe they don't have it.
I don't think they do.
So I'm trying to think.
Physically,
Hogan,
they don't have it.
What?
Physically, they don't have it.
You're using
yes.
it in the wrong context.
Oh, am I?
No, you have
can
to refer to somebody. You're not physical.
Oh, I'm not physical.
You know who physical is?
Who is physical?
Derek Rivers is physical.
Physical.
Dietrich Wise is physical. Adrian Claiborne is physical.
Physical.
So those guys are physical. They're big and physical. The first thing I noticed with Rivers and Wise, that both of them, or especially Rivers, spent a lot of time getting jacked. Rivers with an injury, all he did was lift weights. That's all he did. He's ginormous, and he's got a bunch of nice little pass rush moves that really benefited him, and you saw it. But Claiborne obviously stood out like crazy. Like, there wasn't one time where he wasn't affecting the play.
He was terrific.
Not one time. So the one thing, if you're looking at what the biggest difference is not that they not that they're throwing in all these rushes, like all these different exotic blitzes, because they weren't. And a couple times they just guessed right, was that they're so fast off the edge. You're not going to get much from your slugs out the middle. The Browns and the Sheltons of the world and Lawrence guy, those guys aren't getting sacks. They're just holding their ground. All the pressure is going to come from the edge if it continues. You didn't even have Trey Flowers.
Or Hightower. Two of your best guys up front, your front seven, did not play in that game last night. So what we saw last night was that Brian Flores and that he's bringing the linebackers up the field a lot. Is he have a much different style, much different approach than Matt Patricia? Or are we just seeing a game in which there's no game planning? So he's sitting there going, I'm going to take the skill set. I got quick guys. We're going to try it out. Let's be aggressive. Let's go for the quarterback.
Combination of a different philosophy and just, I won't say better talent, but maybe more seasoned. You know what I mean? You're finally Rivers. You're finally seeing him. Wise is in his second year. You know Flowers when he comes back and what he is. Claiborne, he looked legit. And then they just being more aggressive. But I think a lot of these guys, second year under their belt, or you're finally seeing what they can do, and you add a guy like Claiborne, I think he's got more talent, even though some of it's similar, just a year later.
See, I think they didn't run any crazy blitzes. That's it. Basic, simple stuff. A couple times they sent Patrick Chung off the edge, and he killed the running back. It was like they had to protect him, but he killed Jay Ajayi, just flat out threw him out of the way, and Adrian Claiborne had already had great pressure, so it worked out. And a couple times they just flat out missed the blocks, and Kyle Van Noy came through because he was rushing to cover. If the back stays in the block, he rushes. The back stayed in the block, blocked the wrong guy, and he gets pressure on the quarterback. But you're right, Lou. It's like I'm one-on-one. I'm against you. You're against me. And I'm beating your ass on a regular basis.
How much is it the new guy? The jiu-jitsu guy, whatever, the karate guy.
They look like they had some good eye-hand movement there.
You know what I mean? They're bringing a new karate guy.
They did, to help with their moves. Yeah.
Because Claiborne was going up against that left tackle, Big V, whatever the hell his name is.
Right. Hawaiian kid.
Yeah. And he was killing him.
Yeah.
And Rivers, killing these guys.
Yeah, and I want to say that was the Hawaiian kid, the Vidi Vada.
Yep.
He had every letter from the Hawaiian Big alphabet v. in his name. I saw Giardi tweet out that he was same tackle from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Because they lost their left tackle. This dude stepped in, and he was abusing him.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
That was, listen, it wasn't too much to take out of that. That was negative, right? I mean, offensively, Brady looked like Brady. And defensively, if they're going to be aggressive, I don't know if they're going to be like that all year long. We heard the whole thing of Ryan Flores. Maybe he's simplifying it, right? Hightower talked about it. You know, I don't know. Did Patricia complicate things? Very smart individual. Did he overthink some things?
Maybe.
Because Hightower says it's just, it's easier, it's simpler to pick up, which allows guys to just play fast. And last night they did, maybe, especially that front four.
Here's what I get concerned with, though, because I think it probably is simplified right now, and they're just letting those guys take off and go for the quarterback. Once you get into game planning, and there are certain things you want to do you change up? Do you slow these guys down a little bit? It's almost like going from schoolyard basketball to suddenly having a game plan and plays in which you've got to, you know, follow, and you've got to be here and you've got to be there. I think they unleashed those guys last night, and from an athletic standpoint, they're quick, they're strong.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, to your point,
they're physical.
That's one of the things.
You're using it in the right context now.
But that's why it was such a positive. As you said, Christian, you want to get vanilla? Line up and beat your man. Let's start here. We'll win one-on-one battles, and they are. And they did last night.
Yeah, because if this was...
that's the starting point.
Because they have more talent. You said it. They have more talent.
I think it might be similar talent. I mean, they've added, obviously, a couple of guys, but I think maybe more seasoned talent. That's all.
Well, I mean, Claiborne's new.
Yeah.
You didn't see Rivers at all last year, and Geechee Kwanza is in his second year.
He's a better player.
He's got more experience.
Gosh, you didn't even see Hightower or Flowers into the equation. And we had heard everything about Bentley in practice. Everybody said from day one, boy, this Bentley kid just looks like he's been here before. He just gets it. Then we saw him last week in the first preseason game. He was pretty good. He was terrific last night. And how about the quickness in pass coverage, which is the one thing that you feared about him, right? He's quick in pass coverage.
Who?
Bentley.
He gets one opportunity to cover a back who's flexed out, and they, you know, I mean, big deal. Like, I mean, it's...
You didn't like what he brought to the table last night?
No, no, I did.
See, he's I getting, keep on thinking these kids are going to have a step back.
No, it's good. No, it's good to see, right? But I'm not taking that as, like, any indication that he's going to be able to do it. You know, even though if he was just... he's just around the football. People are giving him credit for that Adrian Claiborne strip sack, and, you know, oh, what a great play. Well, he was around the football.
He picked it up and ran.
That was a good job, right.
But he's just athletic enough to pick it up. Yeah.
But I'm with you. So it is, you know, he's obviously impressive from what you've seen. But we do go too far. You know, like, again, you're right. I think a lot of people are like, oh, strip sack, you know, return for a touchdown.
But I'm not giving him
credit. What a
great
job by Bentley. And you're like, yeah, he was there. Right. That was all Claiborne. But you still like what you're seeing from the kid, obviously. Well, I mean, he's been outstanding.
He doesn't have any steps back here so far. So we've seen him in practice, and in practice, everybody raves about him every single day. Now he plays that preseason game last week, and we're going, oh, my God, that's Juwan Bentley, sixth-round draft pick. Boy, he's showing you, like, he really knows what he's doing. And he does it again last night. So I almost expected, because I agree with you, Lou, we can go a little overboard with some of these young kids. They go and they give you something for a little bit, and people go overboard. And I'm not even talking about the strip sack, because Claiborne was 90% of that. But he hasn't had a step back. I thought last night he might come down to earth. He didn't. He was good again last night.
Yeah, it was funny because, you know, during the press conference, like, Bill showed me, well, shows everybody, like, how far back he goes with these players when it comes to scouting him. Because during the postgame, he talked about him, like, back when he was in high school.
Bill, how has Juwan Bentley shown his ability to accept more responsibility? It seemed like he was doing a lot of things from a lot of different positions out on the defense tonight.
He pretty much plays one spot, so whatever the defense calls for, that's what he does.
One slap you.
Yeah, he's been a 4-year starter at Purdue. I mean, he's had a lot of responsibility since he, from the math of high school to Purdue to here. I mean, he's always been the middle linebacker, the signal caller, the guy right in the middle of the defense.
All right, the math of high school.
Yeah, he knew about it.
What pro coach cares one bit about where the hell and what you did in high school? This guy was a 4-year starter at Purdue. Like, isn't that enough? Can't you watch his freshman tape? You got to go talk to his high school coach. You got to go break it down with him. I mean, I get it, okay? And it's not like he's a first-round pick. It's a sixth-round pick. I just think that's it's a good indicator of just how much work and how much
so maybe that's
they
part
get
of
into
it. So maybe
the
that's part
high school
of it. Part of it is he's
the math of freaking high school?
Right. He's a sixth-round draft pick. So you're sitting there going, well, you know, what do you expect out of a sixth-round draft pick? I'm going to wait a little longer.
Well, I know another sixth-round draft pick that turned out to be pretty good.
Oh, let me guess. Was that Tom Brady?
Who is it? Don't you make fun of sixth-round draft picks.
You are taking so much heat today from social media.
For what?
The Hawaiian alphabet, Christian?
Yeah.
Hawaii is a state.
No, but there is a Hawaiian alphabet. Yeah, the Hawaiian language. There's yes.
It's just big V. Don't worry about it.
No. That guy's an idiot. Have you ever seen the Hawaiian alphabet?
No.
No.
Okay, look up. There's like 10 letters in it.
And like, if you look at any Hawaiian guy's name, there's each letter is like repeated like 10 times.
That's Samoan.
Look it up.
Samoan or
it's the same thing. Look up the Hawaiian alphabet. Want me to, all right, you know, screw you and by the way, looking at the Hawaiian alphabet.
People are pointing it out. That's why what we like to call physical, that means he's both big and physical. That was a Johnny Gomes line.
Yeah, physical.
That was a Johnny Gomes
line. I don't know if that was intentional, though. Yeah, I think at one point you just threw that out there.
Yes, the Hawaiian alphabet was written by 19th century missionaries, okay? So you want me to give you the letters?
Give him 10.
Hold on.
Ten.
No, I'm hold good. On.
No, what are they?
What?
Are they all
in
his name?
You right now?
Give me this guy's name. Go ahead.
Who?
No, go ahead.
What?
What? See?
Okay, here they are. Let me see. And A, B, D, E, H, I, K, L, M, N, O, P, R, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. No. I don't have them yet. I got to find it.
Oh, good. This is good. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls coming up. Right. Next, we'll get your impression of the good, the bad, and the ugly from last night's preseason game of the New England
Patriots. That's it, 13 letters.
I thought it was 10.
I lied.
617-779-7937. Load them up.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
So this is the Hawaiian alphabet.
This is 13 letters.
I like the song.
13 letters on the Hawaiian alphabet. So you can tell your little Twitter text little buddies over there that they can just suck
buddies.
It one time. Yeah, well,
buddies.
You obviously
they're
are sucking up to them.
Faithful listeners of the program.
So this is their ABC version,
this
right?
Is, like yes, this is their version of
like Sesame
ABC.
Street in Hawaii.
Exactly.
Sounds better. I mean, yeah, catch your tune.
I like this
there's
song. 13, I like
so whenever you see a Hawaiian guy, so what's this guy's name that was playing left tackle?
Yep.
What?
V.
Alapuavati. Halapulavati?
Remember Hoho Manawanui?
Vaitai.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Okay, tight end. I used to play him.
Hooman.
Yeah. Hooman. Yeah, we just call him Hooman. That's why whenever you see a Hawaiian guy, if he was like born and raised and he's Hawaiian, like he has
like
a real Hawaiian name.
14 A's in their
there's
name?
Like, yeah, every letter is like replaced over and over because they only have 13 of them.
A lot of vowel stuff.
So there's lots of, you know, like commas and, you know, stuff like that for separation.
Commas?
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, hyphens, whatever. I don't know. Asterisk.
What happens when they get married and they carry their you know, maiden name?
A-E-I-O-U-H-K-L-M. I'll learn this one easy.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. Here's Matt in Fall River wants to talk about Tom Brady. He was terrific last night, wasn't he, Matt?
I don't know if I'd say all that. It looked like he had a little bit of rust on him.
What game did you watch? Were you on Channel 4 last night?
No, I mean, he had a good game. You know, stats, looks like a normal Tom Brady game. But there was a lot of throws that, I mean, a lot of those throws were short throws. And then the long balls, I mean, like Christian said, he should have had two interceptions in that game if the receivers didn't break it up.
Yeah, the long ball was a problem, connecting with those kids. I don't know if they ran the wrong route or he overthrew them, underthrew them. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and there was another play. There was one more. I mean, it was only like three bad throws, but, I mean, it's Tom Brady. You know, we hold him to such a high.
I was going to say, I mean, guy was 19 for 26. He did throw a couple away, like you said, a couple deep balls. I know that one. Looked more like miscommunication with Patterson, kind of the scene.
There was a comeback throw that he threw like way back to Dorsett. Dorsett had to like dive out of bounds.
So he wasn't perfect. So you were upset with the performance?
Yeah. No, it just looked like he had a little bit of rust on him. That's all.
Seriously?
I don't know. I mean, were you high? What were you smoking at the time?
I don't know. That's
rust.
Not fitting on it.
What do you expect him to be? 25 or 26? I mean,
I think
what standards are we right now?
I think he could have been.
Okay.
The greatest of all time standards.
So he should be perfect?
So you think he's close to dropping off that cliff?
No. Oh, good. I don't listen to that.
For
fool.
A second, I was worried about you, Matt. All right.
No.
Okay. The last reaction I thought we would have with the first caller would be that Brady was not good. If anything,
he looked rusty.
If anything, I expected Brady to look rusty last night. I expected Brady to be a little off last night.
Like I said, there's that one throw. I think Patterson kind of cut in, like on a seam, and he overthrew him. Patterson got hit.
Oh yeah, that's when they got the unsportsmanlike conduct or whatever.
And I honestly expected to see another half dozen of those. Kind of like, okay, did he cut the route off too soon? Did he not, you know, did Patterson not take the proper route? You know, that Brady expected him to. I thought we'd see a lot more of those, and there really wasn't. There wasn't. Incomplete deep ball. Okay. I mean, all right.
Yeah, that
I'd say most likely those would be tougher ones to complete in the first place.
Okay, so if people are looking for real negatives, I think there were some negatives into that game last night. What the hell has happened to Mike Gillislee? Wasn't this the guy that was like the best yak guy in the league in Buffalo? Yards after the he has sucked since he's been here. And again last night, you look at him and say, he's not going to make this team.
No, I mean, you look at the backs, James White. Well, hell, I mean, think about Rex Burkhead. When is he, I mean, he can't be getting hurt all the time.
No.
That's one thing. So it's Rex Burkhead.
He's got to stay on the field.
And yeah, Gillislee, every time they put him in there, it's like he's forcing it.
He's tentative.
And he's trying so hard. See, I think he's trying too hard, and I think you can tell that he's panicked because his choices are just, they're always wrong. Like, they just doesn't work. And it wasn't like, you know, Hill was like, you know, that much better though.
Well, he was pretty good. I mean, I thought he was pretty good. So, I mean, it comes down, we all think that it's going to be between Hill and Gillislee. I mean, you look at the running back. Now, maybe Rex Burkhead injury plays a role. I don't know if Sony Michel's injury plays a role as far as depth goes. But if guys are healthy and you're looking at Hill or Gillislee, I think it's a no-brainer at this point.
I think you'd be better served just sticking Brandon Bolden out there. I mean, Brandon Bolden as much as he gets credit for being like just a special teams guy, he's a pretty damn good runner.
Well, that's why you need him, because
you know, whenever somebody starts fumbling and they
he's your fourth big back.
Guy, he's the guy that they give the ball to.
Yeah, but he can be at the end of your depth chart because of what he does in special teams. It's worth it. I just think when you look at Gillislee, it's just a waste right now. He just doesn't have it.
Well, he's not showing you what I thought. I'm not seeing what I thought I was going to see from a big thumping, you know, yards after contact type of guy.
He was good, man. In Buffalo that one year,
yeah.
A couple years back.
He was terrific.
You thought you were getting.
He just barreled through people.
Yeah,
he was
not,
you know.
Not and then
the whole... So they lose Isaiah Wynn. They lose him for the season. So that presents some problems, especially if Marcus Cannon's injury is worse than what we thought it was. And it may be, because they moved Isaiah Wynn to the right tackle spot, which lends you to believe that Cannon's not going to be ready here. Matter of fact, when you look at the rookies with Wynn, How many of these rookies are going to be in uniform on opening night?
Maybe two first rounders. You're worried about
no,
at this
sixth,
point.
Your sixth round draft pick may be the only guy that is alive they, in that
they
first
have,
game.
They have had some bad luck when you think about like first round draft picks or just draft picks in general. So when you think about it, just over the recent, Dominic Easley was one that didn't pan out. Injury. Brian Stewart, Trey Flowers had issues. Trey Jackson, Malcolm Mitchell's not even on the team anymore. Cyrus Jones. I haven't seen – you may not ever see him again. He's still hurt. Vincent Valentine, Derek Rivers got hurt last year. Tony Garcia.
He's the kid, lost all that weight.
Yeah, and now Isaiah Wynn, and then you with Sony Michel. So, I mean, it's not like – okay, it's just kind of interesting that with all those draft picks, with all those guys, they're all getting – not like little nicks and cuts and bruises, but like – you're out for the year.
Well, you never want to see –
you tore your Achilles, depth. Isaiah Wynn.
You never want to see that with depth. Like you said, with Cannon, you're concerned. But, I mean, you're starting five. You know, if Cannon doesn't come back, I think one of the positives is Trent Brown. All the reports in camp and everything, from what you've seen so far.
He's been impressive.
Oh, he looks like he's fine over there,
I mean,
left tackle.
He's got good footwork for a guy that
have
big.
You seen? Does he look like a big, giant baby?
Yes.
Like when he takes his, like.
So little flabby.
So during the show, during the telecast, I was like, get to know Trent Brown. I was like, all right. So, you know, he takes his helmet off. I'm like, whoa. He looks like a ginormous baby with just a big fat baby body. Like, that's what it looked like. Who's, you know, 370 pounds. So can we call him Big Baby?
No.
Can we call him Big Baby too?
I wouldn't go there.
Go Big Baby.
No, I wouldn't.
Can we call him Big Baby too?
Is he going to try in the middle of the game?
I wouldn't.
No. Well, no. I mean, is he going to get caught with a bunch of weed on a private jet and, you know, eating a bunch of chicken wings?
All right, here's Albert from Rhode Island, who obviously wants to do his stale old shtick about Brady.
I thought he was
going to
talk about the Paw Sox. No, you're losing the Paw Sox.
He's going to kill Brady. Go ahead, Albert.
I'll get to that.
Well, that's the other thing. Now, everyone in Rhode Island, oh, my God, the Paw Sox are leaving. But when they were here, no one wanted to go because.
No. They were averaging 5,000 people. Stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we'll get
but
to
now,
that.
Now everybody wants to go. Typical Rhode Island mentality.
Yeah.
But quickly on Brady, then I want to get to the point of the injuries. Is that the point it's gotten to? This is the GOAT. He's not Tom Brady. He's the GOAT now. You guys are going to sit there and just be ecstatic over a week, two preseason
no.
game? No? Well, you guys sound like you're really excited and encouraged by it.
Evan, how would you want us to react to that performance last night?
Indifferently, that's how I want you to react to it. Indifferent, give it minimal. It's about everything except Tom. That's the problem with Patriot fans and the idiots that cover the team. It's everything except for him, okay, that is going to either make that team successful this season or not be successful. But you idiots only know two words, Tom Brady. It's the other
Albert,
do you think there were any eyes on Tom Brady, like, early in the year, early in camp? I mean, he missed voluntary, somewhat of a different, odd offseason. He doesn't throw much here in camp. Rumors of a back injury. He's got new weapons. You think that there was a discussion of how Tom would look? And then when you see him last night, you sit there and go, okay, it's good. We're good. Is it fair? You can't, you're not allowed to do that?
Here's the thing. Here's why I'm critiquing your expertise. If he didn't look good, what would you have said?
We would bring it up.
We would bring it up.
Albert,
you've called these shows for many years. I don't know why you're still that stupid. You don't understand how it works. If we're going to do a show and we're going to talk about the football team, the most prominent guy in the football team is the quarterback, okay? So we're going to talk about him. And yes, he is a story. He's 41. There are people nationally that think he's done. Done.
That's a joke. Glenn, that's a joke for people like you. That is a joke. Colin Collin is, he's dumber than you. Nick Wright, stupider than you. Rob Parker, stupider.
This is a guy calling other people stupid. Might be the dumbest caller we have. He's actually right.
Nick Wright is dumber than you. Rob Parker is dumber than you. You're right.
One more point to the injury. Because Patriots fans, when you guys lose a player to injury, it's a national travesty. You're the only team that deals with injuries. You may have had some bad luck with recent history with the injuries.
Who's saying that?
How about the luck? How about Christian just said that. He brought up a fair point. You guys have had some tough luck with
it. No, he was talking about draft picks. So we're sitting here. Wait a minute, Albert. The injury they had last night to Isaiah Wynn, I'm watching all of these other games, and there are a lot of teams that are encompassing injuries right now. It's part of the game.
Tell you where you
Nobody's went. Crying. Nobody's bitching about it. Part of the game.
Relax, Glenn. Here's where you guys went out, though. Even though you guys are losing first round, Sony Michel might not play, Wynn's out for the year.
Right.
Those are tough breaks. Here's the break that you guys have over the rest of the NFL in every other 31 other teams. Your competitors in your division have yet to progress over a 10 or 12 year span. We can't even sit here and say today, let's just go back 10 years, that the Bills, Dolphins, or Jets have remotely progressed to a competitive football team.
Right. I can't take it. I can't deal with
it. Passes in the ear.
He's the king of straw man arguments. You people say he's... Like, so no one said that.
Does Albert truly believe that if Tom Brady really...
doesn't
12 for 26, threw a couple of picks, balls flying everywhere, wrong receivers going to different places... Do you really believe, Albert, that people wouldn't be on the radio today sitting there saying, wow, you missed OTAs?
I went on Pro Football Sports.
You missed voluntary.
We'd be doing 4 hours.
He hasn't thrown much in camp. He's got a new wide receiving crew out here.
Are you kidding me?
That would be the biggest topic in town.
Brady is shady.
What do you think Max Kellerman would be saying? Oh, here comes the cliff now. Here it is.
Of course you would be talking about
it. Everybody would be. Come on, stop it.
He looked great.
He is the story. With this team, he's 41 years of age. And at that age, you're supposed to fall off the cliff. He hasn't. He is a story. And the fact that he played that many minutes in the second preseason game and was that good last night is a story. Sorry.
And the other thing is that, so for me, he's had other preseason games where it's been three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. Right? So you didn't really know how long he was going to play in that game. I was actually surprised that he played all the way and they got him some two-minute drill because it worked out that way. They scored on a screen. And it was great. Like, hey, you've almost seen every single opportunity. You saw red zone action. You saw midfield. You saw coming out. You saw two-minute drill.
Yep.
Lots of a couple third down opportunities, some blitz pickups. He was flushed from the pocket. The most mobile quarterback in the NFL is?
Thank you. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. He is. Even though Aaron Rodgers had a pretty nice scramble last night also, but whatever. It doesn't matter. But the point is that he had all those reps, all those opportunities, and he looked good in every single one of them. I can go back to last year, the year before that, or even the year he was going to be suspended. It looked like crap. He couldn't, that simple little basic little quick out that he threw to Chris Hogan and that he was throwing to James White, he couldn't complete those. And these are with, he was throwing it to Amendola, he was throwing it to Edelman, couldn't connect that way. So I don't know if you can sit there and go, okay, he's going to be an MVP again based on his one performance against the Philadelphia Eagles, but you can't sit there and say, well, he's any worse. I mean, he's ahead of the game right now.
Tom Brady throw bombs. He on my team. Hey, man.
It's a story.
The thing is,
it's a story.
Last night, the whole like worried about if you're concerned about the wide receiving groups and everybody else, the weapons. I know he didn't even have Gronk. But him throwing to Gronk, Edelman, and James White, and Chris Hogan, you know, was never really a big concern. Right? Those are the four guys he knows.
So why do you think they did it right out of the gate? It was obviously a plan, right?
Well, because if he's going to play, you're going to give him the starting offensive line. And you're going to give him all of his weapons that he's comfortable with.
Yeah. Get into that rhythm right away.
Yes.
Right. Made sense. The only disappointment I would have, Lou, is that he didn't go to any of these new receivers. So yesterday we sat here and said, this is a big game for Eric Decker. There was no Eric Decker.
Well, Eric Decker is, he didn't get into the game. His routes were like, he wasn't like the primary target. And if he was, limited sample size, right, because he wasn't in a ton of plays with him, he's either flushed from the pocket or he threw it to somebody else.
So how does he make this team?
So the one play that actual play where you could judge if he's, you know, good or not, he dropped it.
Right.
He threw it. You know, so Hoyer threw a dime. I mean, put it, a perfect pass went right through his hands.
See, I think that's still the one unknown, is that they're going to have to develop additional receivers here. And I don't think they made one step forward doing that last night. Here's Phil in Maine. Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, not too much. Hey, I don't know what the deal is with these first couple callers, especially Albert in Rhode Island. I mean, that guy is so dense. Oh, it kills me.
Yeah, he sucks.
Our quarterback is 41 years old. He's been with us 19 years, and he's in preseason. He's vertical.
He hates Brady. And so anytime he can take a shot at Brady. And so we sat here and spent 3 or 4 minutes saying, boy, Brady was pretty good, considering no OTAs, back issues, other factors involved in it.
This isn't a normal camp.
Yeah.
This isn't a normal year.
Right.
It's been different. There's no question about it. And he hasn't thrown all that much in camp.
He had to beat up Brady.
He pretty much admitted that there is some kind of a back issue. So you wanted to see what he looked like for a first half. And he looked great.
He did not look bad at all. Yeah, he's a little rusty on a few things, you know, but that's timing. And he's going to get that worked out. He always does. The beginning of every season, we have to work through. He gets warmed up. And by week 4, week 5, everybody's talking, yep, here goes Tom Brady. He's going to go off in every season he does.
Well, he's just, as you said, Albert's just trying to destroy Tom Brady. He'll be the happiest son of a bitch when Brady finally does fall off that cliff. We'll get to some of that coming up next. And your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Can somebody help out Steve Burton tonight with a couple of halftime questions for the coach?
Well, joining me now is Patriot head coach Bill Belichick. And last week at this time, you said you saw 38 seconds of good football.
Can you just, like, come up with, like, you know, an offensive,
you do it.
Defensive
you go.
Question?
You go. You go. You know, ask me a question.
Offense, I'm just saying, like, coach, first half, how do you think the offense looked?
What did you see from the offense of Tom Brady tonight?
Yeah, Tom did a nice job. We've been competitive here, so looking at a lot of players and see a lot of guys play this half. And see how it goes.
No, they drove a couple times, first few drives down the field, but overall, defensively in the first half, how'd you feel?
How did your defense? How do you feel your defense played?
That's it. Bum.
That's it.
On the flip side, how about the defense in that pass rush?
Okay, we've had our moments. You know, we'll see how consistent it is, but hopefully now that we're ahead, maybe we'll get a chance to rush some in the second half.
There's your two questions.
You had a lot to get going on.
First week, we're building an audience, but we're happy to report that Steve Burton is a loyal listener of OMF. Thank you, Steve.
You
listened to it, and it worked out great for Steve,
it
didn't it?
Great.
Perfect.
I mean, that's pretty much how you attack it, right?
When he was done and he threw it back to the booth, he was probably like, man, that was easy.
It's not that bad.
That was easy.
I could do this.
The problem is, next week it's going to be like, coach, what do you think about the offense?
It's very simple. The same question.
It is.
It's the exact same question.
Yes.
Don't deviate. It's the third preseason game. Brady's still the number one priority. He's still the answer. He'll play the whole first half. The defense will be challenged by Cam Newton. That's still going to be another. Hightower will play. Flowers will play. All those guys will be out there. Same exact question. And you know what? Same exact answer.
He had a lot to get going on.
What we should do is...
Can we put Paul's like little version of that and his together and see which one we like more?
We should change it up, though, for the fourth game, the question, and give Steve a totally different question and see
no,
what
no, 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 no,
but
no,
the
no,
one thing
no,
that
no,
surprised
no,
me last night, the one thing that surprised me last night, no smile on Belichick's face. Matter of fact, if you're Burton and suddenly he shows up at halftime and you're looking at the expression on his face, there was no smile. There was no Steve. Hey, Steve. There was none of that.
He had a lot to get going on.
It's not great. He just says it, and it happened to him.
He was all smiling.
smiled out from when you were hugging up on him on Monday.
That's true. Yeah, the thing is, like, when things go well, I don't think he likes it. Like, the only compliment he gave was, hey, they play with a lot of energy. Like, yeah, I mean, it's, you know,
they were competitive.
They were competitive. A lot of energy.
Still got a lot of work. They were very competitive.
Yeah, you know,
a long way to go.
They had a couple, special teams gaff or somebody lost contain. I don't even know who it was. Who was it?
30 penalties.
Two of them that led Philadelphia down in that second touchdown drive.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Yeah, I know.
And Jason McCourty just got smoked on a basically you call
But you know, that looks nothing like a regular season or especially a deep regular season football game. There's so many mistakes. There's so many screw-ups. And that's what you're doing as a coaching staff, right? You're on the sideline. Oh, my God. How many notes was he taking there on his little index card?
Well, yeah. A lot of notes. It's even a regular season when they win a football game. Yeah. I said the greatest thing when they win a game and there's so much went wrong. It's like perfect. You know, well, you don't have to give the guys credit. You know, so they can, a little humble pie. Oh, you guys think you look good? What about, let me put these three things
up. Oh, yeah, I'm putting a lot of film
on. You know, maybe use film. Hugh Jackson's still trying to figure out if he can do that or not. But, yeah, he's going to put some film up, even in a great game. He's going to say, this is what we did bad, this is what we did bad.
All right, here's Mike in Attleboro here on EEI. What do you got, Mike? Mike in Attleboro.
All right.
Hello, Mike.
That's fine.
Yes, go, Mike.
I was just about to hang up on you.
Go.
Okay, forget it. Seriously, just
Mike,
get rid of him.
Seriously?
Get rid of him. No, I'm not kidding. Call back. Let's call back. Well, why do you waste your time with these people?
Because it's kind of funny. Hello?
Talking about wasting my time, I actually responded to Skip Bayless. Were you anybody watching Skip Bayless last night?
I saw some tweets. Tweeting during
the game.
I sent you a screenshot of his tweet.
Can I just say this? I'll give Skip Bayless all the credit in the world. He's making like $6.5 million a year. He's on a network. He's doing a national network show. He comes up with the dumbest, silliest, idiotic takes every single day. Mm. Doesn't have anything to support them, right? Got nothing to support them. And yet, I'll give him all the credit in the world. He is taking somebody for $6.5 million a year. Mm. He deserves some credit. So let me read it for
all
you.
All those guys.
Let me read it for you. So he's... not sure why Belichick is playing Brady for apparently the entire first half of only the second preseason game, all in caps, by the way.
Let him know I'm serious.
When it comes to Brady, I no longer trust Belichick.
No way. No.
He wanted Jimmy G, but was forced to trade him. I don't know what that has to do with Brady playing right the whole first half. And then he responded after that. Brady quickly drives the Pats for yet another six with a screen pass TD to Jay White, 52 seconds left in the half. No idea what Belichick is trying to prove. Playing Brady for the entire first half of the second preseason game is almost as weird as not playing Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl. Mm. How is that weird? He wasn't at the OTAs. He didn't play at all in the first game. He sat out how many practices over the last couple of weeks? Or was in
he had a back, he had back tightness. Yeah, sore back.
So listen, I think why wouldn't you play him
in preseason? Right, when you see that one or two or three injuries a year that are devastating to a team, you know, you sit there and say, "Oh, why are they playing him? Why they play these preseason games?" It'll happen, whether it's next week or tonight or tomorrow, whatever it is. Some big player will go down. You know, not named Isaiah Wynn, but with an Achilles that's like, you know, stud. And we'll sit there and say, why do they do this? You know, why do they risk? But with Brady, I think I saw something on Twitter the other day that the last time they've had preseason with no joint practices, this is exactly what he did. Played the first half. You know, exactly. But they played
first
so
half
many...
of the second game?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. So the only time they had joint practices forever. So, you know, he can go out there and maybe if they had another joint practice last week where he got all these reps, maybe he would have played one set of downs.
He probably would have. You're right. He probably would have.
No joint practices, limited practice time. If he feels good enough to play, your starting quarterback played a half in a preseason game. What's the uproar?
See, I don't understand what the uproar is.
If he goes down, you're screwed. I get it, but he's healthy.
Lou, it's not your turn yet. That second tweet came as they were running the two-minute drill. I don't know about you. I thought maybe he would come out. Matter of fact, at one point in the game, didn't Zolak say, oh, Belichick went over to him and taking him out? He got misinformation on that, or he just, you know, guessed wrong.
But the
second tweet was when they're running the two-minute drill, and I'm sitting there going, you dumbass. They want to work the two-minute drill.
Yeah, but you know what? You're falling for it. Skip doesn't interact with anybody. Like Shannon Sharp will interact with people. He'll respond. He's one liners. Skip just tweets. That's it. Doesn't I don't even know if he follows anybody. So what you did is you took the cheese. You took the backdoor cheese is what you did. And you just, you replied to him.
It's our own eck.
Yeah. You replied to him.
I did it for my own purpose.
I know, but why? My own satisfaction. Tell me why. Because, you, hold on.
Same
hold
reason
on,
you do every
no,
once in a
no,
while.
No, no,
you
no.
You reply
hold
to
on.
People.
No, no, I don't, first of all.
Oh, you're lying.
To skip.
You want to go through your history here,
can
your
you
timeline?
Stay focused? Can you stay on point?
I am focused.
No, you're not.
I'm going
listen,
through the timeline right
I'm not being
now.
Critical of you. This is an exercise, okay? Would you relax?
We don't need an exercise.
He gets so defensive.
Don't get critical of him.
What is wrong with you?
Let him spit out his point, will you?
Okay, my point. Is so why did you feel like you had to respond to that?
Oh, I didn't have to.
Okay, why did you?
He's bored.
Because I wanted to do it. I was bored.
Well, why?
Watching a game, I'm bored.
Why?
Because I just wanted to respond
why?
To him.
Why? What is your reason?
Why not?
Because it was so outlandish and so off base and so ridiculous that you're sitting there going,
what are you talking
you
about?
Need,
you
I need
texted
to prove
it to me
point.
Earlier in the night.
And I sent it to you because it was so stupid.
And then Glenn
you
jumped
actually,
that's exactly
you
what
actually,
I did. It was stupid.
You actually took the cheese and you're like, we do. Like, come on. You're that guy?
Christian.
Are you the guy
Christian.
That responds
you
to stupid
look at your
stuff
text
online?
Last night to us last night?
I said,
you missed your pregame show.
I did
show.
That between you guys.
You missed your actual live broadcast and you're sending us Skip Bayless tweets
during
last
the game.
Night. But yeah. During the game,
my point is, it's gone. It's I don't know. It jumped the shark. I don't really
no,
what
the,
you want to call
the
it.
Point
it's
I was going to bring up. The point I was going to bring up is he's one of these guys, and he's not alone. And I've already given him credit because he's making a lot of money doing this, so he's doing something right.
It's a message
but
in there somewhere. He keeps talking about lies.
Well,
you know,
he is though.
Yell at me.
Give him some credit for that. But the fact is that he doesn't seem to understand any of this stuff. He really doesn't seem to have knowledge of any of this stuff. He does this over and over and over again.
Scream at me.
Without
me out.
Without any idea how it works. It was pretty obvious what the Patriots were doing last night and what they were doing with Brady.
And it's also
pretty obvious.
In the history of Bill Belichick that I guess maybe with Gronk he's done it in the past as far as putting guys in a bubble. But he doesn't. He's I'm sorry, Skip, but he believes football players should play. I mean, you think Skip's going to be like this week three, week four, when they're playing Miami and it's 36-7 in the fourth quarter and Brady's still in the game, dropping back, throwing passes? Is he going to act like it's the first time he's ever seen that? Because how many times have you had that discussion? I mean, it's got to the point where I always feel that way, but it's beat me down to where it's like, this is just what Bill feels. Like, there's no risk. You know, I mean, he knows that there's risk. I shouldn't say that, but he just plays Tom. How many blowouts is Tom still throwing the ball in the fourth quarter? For the last 10 years.
I don't think Skip remembers any of those. But look at it this way, Lou. He's probably not going to play. Matter of fact, we know he's not going to play in game 4, preseason game 4. He might play a little bit next week. Where are you going to get him the reps? Where are you going to get him the work?
Say, I was actually surprised because we've seen him do this before. First drive in the third quarter, right? Coming out of halftime, they put a lot of emphasis on that.
What?
So I thought maybe there was a chance he comes out in the third quarter.
Skip would have blown him.
Would have lost his mind. But we've seen that from Brady, too, before. Like, comes out in the third. Haven't we seen him just, like, in the past? Like, then he gone back into, like, say, Garoppolo, like, one drive or two or three snaps, and also Brady comes in for one snap or vice versa. He does things. He's been consistent through all of it. He plays.
What did we hear yesterday from the Mike Reeses and all the other guys? They said he's going to play deep into the second quarter.
Sure.
And the reason he probably played the entire second quarter is they wanted to run that two-minute drill. They got the ball back. They got an opportunity to run a drill. Let's play the two-minute drill.
He was probably done, and then that opportunity came up.
Right.
So let's put him back in.
Right.
He probably said, I want to keep going, because who knows if he'll get another opportunity to do that like next week, because that's it. You're not going to see him again until September 9th when they play Houston.
That nationally, they have no idea of that stuff.
So, but if you look at his stats real quick, so he's not getting his bonus. First day, I mean, he's like, I'm looking at the rankings, percentages, and stuff like that. You got
that
a lot of guys.
Count. Don't worry about it.
Sam Bradford's 1-for-1. Kirk Cousins, 4-for-4.
So what are we doing?
Landry Jones, 4-for-4. Dude, you're not even in the top five. Mm. There's like 8 guys tied for first place. Preseason stats. Good luck, buddy.
So you're reacting to the preseason game.
I'm all in, yeah, for another 2 weeks.
You want to hear how they sounded in Philadelphia?
Oh, they must be devastated.
So in Philadelphia all week, they're making a big, huge deal about this.
It's just a preseason game. I was so excited
for it. This is our buddy Angelo Cataldi this morning.
I'm not supposed to get all upset about stuff like this because it's the Eagles preseason.
Yes.
I sit here before you today absolutely embarrassed to be a Philadelphia sports fan. Both sports. And I'm going to talk about it. I realized this preseason, the team wasn't ready. The Eagles weren't ready to play against the Patriots, and there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for the way the Eagles play.
Way too sloppy.
Right? It was a mess.
Tackling
it was
abysmal.
Freaking mess. I had a vow that I'm going to break this morning, Hollis, and saying, you know, these are preseason games. Don't get all upset. It's nothing. It doesn't matter. Well, it matters when your backup quarterback, who's probably starting the season, gets injured. And it matters that he looked so terrible that by the time he got injured, you weren't sure if you weren't better off with Sudfeld anyway.
Ooh.
Nick Foles sucked last night. I am appalled to be a Philadelphia sports fan this morning. Appalled! Last night was a kick in the balls.
In the balls. Preseason balls. Preseason game. All week long, this was for this. Well,
they were playing as a revenge game. I try to tell myself it's just preseason. These games don't count. Yet all week long, you're hyping up this rematch of the Super Bowl and how big it is.
Then your team sucked.
Dumbass.
It doesn't mean anything, but you're the dumbass.
Nick Foles sucked last night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.